Is of two sub-counties in Zombo district have taken the initiative to intervene in restoration of a bridge in the area after delays from the district authorities.
Communities of Atuma and Jangokuru sub-counties in Zombo district have united in a community-led emergency response to repair the Nyagak-Paukecha footbridge, which was swept away as a result of the driving Easter Sunday heavy hour-long downpour. The incident severed access for thousands of residents to essential services including health facilities, schools, markets and trade. Simon Kisa, the area councillor of Patek Pari Jangokuru sub-county, reported that the community was mobilized and contributed labor, materials and small monetary support.
We mobilized our community who accepted to give us little monetary resources and labor to repair this footbridge. Now our people can access either side, but we continue to appeal for support towards this pivotal infrastructure.
Elsie Wan, chairperson of Opayo Village, Ungei Fred Anesho, and his counterpart Dennis Wetdongwa, the Elsie Wan chairperson of Kawa Village, Patek Pari, Jangokuru sub-county, jointly appealed for government support, describing the bridge as a vital artery for accessing essential services. Francis Bolingo, the district councillor of Atuma sub-county, assured residents that the district is working to ensure the footbridge is repaired.
I took the district engineer. We went with LC5, the Nyagak-Paukecha bridge currently is now, they are working on the design. And I want to assure our people of Atuma, the people of Zombo, Jangokuru, everybody who normally use the bridge, let them be patient. The bridge will be working.
Zombo district with major rivers including Nyagak, Ora, Ayuda and Leda continues to face recurring footbridge washouts every rainy season, disrupting essential services despite district efforts, largely due to funding constraints and competing priorities. I am Mike Rotomi reporting for Radio Purchased from Zombo District.